From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. We've got a great show for you today. We really do. Mark Halperin of Time Magazine, co-author of the new book, A Game Change, will be on to explain why his book traffics in such trashy, embarrassing political gossip, and also why there wasn't more of it. But first, this week, as some people noted, marked the one-year anniversary of Barack Obama's inauguration. Remember all that hope and change? Well, things have gone downhill since then. And Obama is trying to recapture the magic of his campaign, and he's figured it out. He is going to resign his office and run an insurgent outsiders campaign for the presidency in 2012. The slogan will be, "No, actually, we can't, but we might later."
That's a brilliant strategy.
Don't you think?
You're saying he might be moving the entire presidency to 10 p.m.
Why not? It's a daring move, yeah. But it will be less expensive.
And it can work.
Can you do it? Give us a call. Show us. Call us up. Answer some questions about the week's news. The number, as always, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Doug from New York City.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
Doing great.
I'm glad to hear it. What do you do there in that beautiful city?
I am CFO of an environmental startup company.
An environmental startup company?
Yes.
Does that mean
isn't that kind of a dirty place to be doing environmental stuff?
Yeah, I'm trying to change the whole city.
You're going to clean up
really?
The whole city.
Good right. luck. That's great. So do you have some ingenious environmental idea?
It really is.
Wow.
I can't talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Oh, no one's listening anyway.
We're not going to tell.
Then, believe me, everybody who's listening, they're actually doing something else. They're washing their cars. Nobody's paying attention. All right, Doug, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of the new book, Driving Like Crazy, Mr. P.J. O'Rourke.
Doug, how are you?
Hi, P.J.
Yeah.
Next, the woman behind the advice column, Ask Amy, and author of the memoir, The Mighty Queens of Freeville, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hey.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
And finally, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hey, Doug. Hey, how are you?
Doug, we're glad to have you, and we have invited you here to play a new game. This week, we're calling it...
Carl's Dream Journal.
Ever since Carl Castle quit getting up early to do the newscasts, it has had an interesting effect on his sleep. Right, Carl?
Peter, I haven't had dreams like this since I was following the Grateful Dead back in 67.
So Carl is going to describe three of his strange dreams for you right now. Your job, explain who or what inspired it. Two times out of three, do that, you win our prize. Ready to go?
Yes.
All right, Carl, what did you dream of first?
Well, I'm in Massachusetts, and I'm naked. And I'm driving a pickup truck, and Ted Kennedy steps into the street. And I swerve to get around, and I run over the Attorney General, Martha Coakley.
So who was Carl in that dream?
I'm guessing Scott Brown.
Yes, Scott Brown, of course. He is the new star of the Republican Party. Massachusetts State Senator Scott Brown won the Senate seat held by Ted Kennedy for 40 years and JFK before him. Brown is a handsome Republican. He's a former centerfold model. He was losing by 10 points just a month ago and then had this historic victory. This will cause a sea change in American politics. As both parties start leafing through Playboy and Playgirl, they'll say, oh, no, we're just reading it for the candidates. Now, his upset victory was credited in part to his opponent, Martha Coakley. Experts agree she was the least charismatic Democratic Senate candidate since Mel Carnahan in 2000, and he was dead. And he won anyway. Now, despite this victory, Republicans have a problem. They still don't have a national leader. And that is a problem because now the Democrats don't know exactly to whom they should surrender.
Well, you know, there's that fond dream now that someday, far in the future, maybe the Democrats will have majorities in both the House, Senate, and be in the White House.
No, it couldn't happen.
Clearly it's not happening now, but someday, maybe.
Liberals, of course, are disgusted with the congressional Democrats, and they've started a movement to elect somebody with more guts, say, any random Girl Scout troop. The French army, or actual lemmings.
Yeah.
Because they, when they run, they run.
They do.
Unlike Martha Goldberg, who just sort of sat there. Yes.
Lemmings waiting for a rock to fall on them.
So, Carl, what strange vision came to you next?
It was so weird, Peter. Harry Reid was sweating Gatorade. Mitch McConnell telling me he was less filling and tasted great. And then Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi appeared sitting next to each other in separate bathtubs. I woke up screaming.
Carl might have been dreaming about a Supreme Court decision determining that who could spend whatever they want on campaign ads.
Corporations.
Exactly right. For years, corporations and unions both were prevented from funding political ads directly. Not anymore. In a 5-4 reversal of previous rulings, the court found that corporations were, legally anyway, people, and their free speech cannot be limited. Asked for comment, ExxonMobil said it was excited, a little overwhelmed, and to celebrate was going to go buy itself a little treat, namely the U.S. House of Representatives.
But, you know, I was thinking about this when I heard about this, and I thought of, you know, naturally you want to pair up the product with the candidate, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Who would sponsor, like, Nancy Pelosi?
Botox? Pepsodent. Nancy Pelosi, brought to you by Botox.
Yeah. Well, we actually thought about this. As you say, these companies can bring all the expertise they've built up doing actual ads to political ads. So imagine, like, Nike Democrats with the slogan, "Just talk about it." Or a new campaign for, quote, "Republicans, the other white meat."
You know, I think they ought to just cut out the, you know, as long as this decision has been made, it's time to buy any national candidate like one of those NASCAR-style jumpsuits.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, why settle for one sponsor? It takes a village of corporations.
That's
to
true.
Sort of, like,
right, you're going to need the patches.
You got to wear it. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh,
maybe they'll just start
idea.
Selling parts of the Congress like they do on, you know, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, all those shows. Like, use your AT&T, you know, so it'll be like, I rise and walk up to the J. Smith Furniture Podium.
Right.
You know?
We recognize the gentleman from Stridex.
Exactly. Carl, did you have one more dream before you woke up?
This was terrifying, Peter. I'm like Pinocchio, only with every bad joke, my chin gets bigger and bigger. It gets so big, I'm knocking stuff over. I knocked this red-headed guy right out of the building.
So, who was Carl dreaming about?
Jay Leno.
Yes. The great late-night war of 2010 has ended, with Conan O'Brien accepting a rumored $45 million for himself and his staff to stop hosting The Tonight Show, which is slightly less, by the way, than the $50 million Carl got to stop doing the newscasts. Jay gets to go back to The Tonight Show, and Conan will be able to start a show on another network someday, although he had to leave his signature bits behind. NBC owns these things. They're going to put them to good use. Triumph the Insult Comet Dog will star in Law and Order Special Unit for Me to Poop On.
I just realized that if corporations are people, NBC was my first wife.
Is that how she broke it to you, PJ? She says, well, I want to see you, but only after midnight, she said. After everybody's asleep, then.
Especially her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to move you back a few hours when you've already fallen asleep.
Carl, how did Doug do?
Doug had 3 correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize.
Well done. Congratulations. Thanks so much for playing, Doug.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.